told him the other night that I love him. It's kind of out of the blue. I didn't want to make a huge deal of it, but it's just something I wanted to say, and I've always been kind of expressive when it comes to, you know, catching feels, you know. So if I want to tell you something like that, you're going to hear it. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with loving more than one person at a time, because there are 100 different kinds of love, you know. I have friends I've known for many years, and of course I feel love for them, and it's real, and that's not wrong. It's not the same kind of love that I feel for my husband or my family, but it's there. And it's the same thing with this guy. I mean, I've known him for many, many years, and we're very good friends, and I just felt like saying it, so... But I wasn't 100% sure about how it was going to go over. You know, we have a very above board situation here, and everyone's aware of what's going on, but, you know, we're both married to other people, and I didn't know if it was really okay to say something like that, you know, how it'd be perceived. But I wanted to say it, so, so I did. And his reaction was, at first he said, yeah, you've told me that before. And I was like, no, I haven't. I'm sure I haven't. Because I've been very careful not to say anything like that. And he said, oh, well, maybe I'm thinking of someone else. So he said, thank you. He said that if he thought he knew what love is, he'd probably say the same to me. And he said he's very fond of me, which I knew. First of all, I just said, look, just shut up, okay? Let's not get into what love is, and if I even know what I'm saying to you, you know, do I even know you enough to tell you I love you? I don't know. I just know that I wanted to say it, and it's a compliment, so just shut up and take the compliment. And he said, okay, yeah, that's fair. And I said, look, also, I'm not expecting you to say it back, okay? If you said it back, first of all, I wouldn't believe you. And second, even if I did believe you, I'd probably lose a lot of respect for you, honestly. I don't want you to love me. So that was fine. And then he said, cool, I'm going to make that your safe word. And I was like, what? And he said, the next time that you want to tell me you love me, it's going to be your safe word, that phrase. And, like, you don't understand how messed up that is, because, first of all, I'm not someone who uses a safe word most of the time, and he knows it. Like, is that why he chose it? Because he knows that I don't safe word, even when I want to, even when I probably should, which I know is not safe. Look, I'm not the poster girl for responsible BDSM, okay? I don't know what it is. I think I'm just a pleaser and I don't want to disappoint or something. I think that's what goes through my head when I'm considering using my safe word, which has always just been red, because I get to a point where I'm so overwhelmed that I can't even think of anything. I can hardly remember my own name. So, if you give me something more complicated than green, yellow, red, I'm just not going to be able to handle it. So when I get really panicked and desperate for something to stop, I'm more likely to just say stop or please in a tone that lets you know that I'm serious. So even red is really difficult. So trying to remember that I love you means stop is going to be really hard. And the fact that he chose that phrase, that's a doozy because I also, when I have to safe word, and maybe another reason that I don't, is that I consider it a sign of defeat, and it is not. Like, again, this is not responsible BDSM talking. This is fucked up me, okay? I consider it a sign of defeat and a disappointment to my dom if I have to tap out, even if what he's doing to me is ridiculously intense. I see it as a failing of my submission. So to be told that the only time I'm allowed to say that I love him is when I'm admitting defeat, admitting my weakness to a point where it's a plea for mercy to make him stop, that's fucked up. And then the other thing is that up until now, he's always said that I don't get a safe word with him, which is just a game, it's just a head fuck, really, because I've never said red with him. So, he's very good at reading the signs and knowing when to stop. I'm very lucky that he doesn't just beat me to hamburger. But because I've never said red, he's always threatened that if I ever do, he's just going to ignore it and keep going, and do what he wants to do. So all of this, that I have to remember that it's I love you, and that I can only tell him I love him when I'm begging him to stop hurting me because I can't take it anymore. And then that he might just laugh and ignore me, That's a mind fuck. I'm still trying to get my head around it. But this is why I love him.